I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is.
And there's a big new classic breaking box office records all over the world.
Right. Enormously influential. That's why Cinema Classics, we're attacking Avengers Endgame, but mostly we're looking at the five or six Avenger sequences.
Okay.
Starting right with Captain America.
Civil War.
Yeah, 2011.
Let's just talk about the 22 films, because that's what this culminates. This is 22 films.
All those heroes.
All ties together.
They're all the heroes. When you put them together at Endgame, some of them aren't going to make it out.
Yeah.
But what I want to know
from you,
with your sensibility, $1.2 billion in the first weekend, $300 million in China. What's going on here?
Never been done.
Why, you know, there are 100 million people who have seen this film.
The way Marvel has done this, big budget, episodic, it's a special effects driven soap opera. So we're invested in all these characters. They do a beautiful job of wrapping up Tony Stark's entire arc. You know, this whole thing started with the first Iron Man movie. They did a great job of keeping him over top of everything. Pops up in all the different, like, Spider-Man movies and the Captain America movies, etc. And then that's the other part of it, the Captain America part, right? So those are the big, sort of, the duality that sets the tone for the whole thing. Then you bring in Thor, Chris Hemsworth, in this movie.
Perhaps one of the most complicated of all the Avengers.
Yeah.
The humanity of it all. You have a group of very strong-willed, strongly talented people who must work together. Thanos, the current evil guy, played by Josh Brolin. They need their corporate work. They need, not one of them can take him down. He's already decimated half the world's population.
Half the universe is population.
I'm sorry, you're right. Half the universe. What I like then is that sense of community,
right?
That sense of family, the importance of individuality, and the super importance of people working together as community.
Right. And that's great too. That's because in the individual films, they're often dealing with problems on a smaller scale. One of the things I really loved about the first Ant-Man movie is that the climactic battle took place in his kid's bedroom. He was just fighting, you know, and they're fighting
great
over
point.
A little piece of technology or something like that.
Yeah, great.
So a lot of the individual movies focus more on the immediate challenges to those characters.
Yes.
So when they come to a big problem like this, a universal problem like Thanos, you're right, they're each bringing these sort of individual problem-solving skills and their own physical superhero powers to that problem.
The force against which they work is just as important as these superheroes. One of my favorites is Loki.
Yeah.
You know, a bad boy.
Right.
Who can be a charmer, more real than almost any other. When I think back on Hugo Weaving, I think a while ago, Red Skull, was he the bad guy?
Yeah.
So I love the evildoer against which they will all struggle.
Most of these movies actually have suffered from bad villains. They've been global successes in spite of the lack of great villains. I would challenge you to think up of a great Marvel Universe villain. Makes Thanos, because Thanos is the first one.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin as Thanos is superior villain because he's so calm.
Yep.
He's so determined. He's like this, and he's got this twisted mindset.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of makes sense.
Oh, yeah. One thing you have to say, he really believes in what he does.
Mm.
Thanos does. Yeah. He really believes that he's saving the universe. He's less corrupt than I would have expected with a guy who looks like that and acts like that. One of the things I love, too, about the Avengers is the emergence of women. Yeah. Most recently, Captain Marvel, Brie Larson.
Right, right.
And my favorite, Scarlett Johansson, as
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Come on, John.
Well, I'm just overpowered by her presence so that I can't even think straight.
Well, this is the end of the Avengers as we know it.
Okay.
There's still a Black Panther sequel to come out.
Okay.
There's still a follow-up to Spider-Man to come out. Possibly a Black Widow movie in the works as well. There's a Guardians of the Galaxy movie in the works. All the major characters are perfectly cast. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.